Yeah, we know how to party at Gray Fox, don't we, y'all? Oh, it's great to be back. Thanks to Mary and Chuck and everybody involved with having Mountain Heart back here. We're getting to close it out, and that's exciting for us because nobody has to tell us to turn it down. That's what we like. We're going to turn it up for you and leave it up till time to go to bed, which will be about daylight, I guess. Tell you who some of the guys are. How many are seeing us for the first time? Anybody? A bunch of you? Wow. Well, don't be a stranger because we've been around a long time, and some of us have. We got some guys that are pretty new. Seth's been with us about 6 or 8 months, something like that. He just turned 19. I'll tell you who he is real quick. I'll give him an official introduction first. He's from Bryson City, North Carolina. Step on up here, buddy. He's been with us since the first of the year, and as you can hear, this young man has got the chops. He can do it all. All these guys play almost everything you see on stage, and Seth is no exception, one of the best musicians. The finest young musician of his age group I know of. His name's Seth Taylor. Make Seth welcome, y'all. I'm going to do this quick so we can get it out of the way. I'm not going to give everybody long introductions. I'll tell you real quick. From Morganton, North Carolina on the mandolin, one of the finest living, Mr. Aaron Ramsey. Make Aaron welcome. Ruffin, North Carolina is where our bass player calls home, and he's been in the band almost the full 13 years that we've been in existence. He started at the end of the first year. His name's Jason Moore. Give Jason another big welcome. From Hendersonville, Tennessee on the fiddle, and he wrote a couple of those tunes you've already heard. Jim wrote those, and I think all of our instrumentals that we do on stage right now, Jim is either writer or co-writer on most everything, and he does it all. His name's Jim Van Cleve. Make Jim Van Cleve welcome. As y'all saw at the first of the show, this is no joke. 10 minutes before we went on, the guys were out there and said, let's work up that new song that Josh just wrote. He wrote it just a short while ago, literally almost on the way up here. And I had no idea we were going to do it, but it just seemed to fit the festival. So Josh wrote that tune all by himself, and we worked it up backstage. Folks, this is a multi-talented individual, and got the second coolest hat here tonight on stage. He's from Bassett, Virginia. Give it up one time for Josh Schilling, y'all. Come on.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We're going to do a couple of things tonight that we don't ever do. This is one of them. And we were sitting out here looking at the fairgrounds, or the, I guess you'd call it a farm. And we were looking around, and I said, man, what a beautiful part of the country. And I said, I think we'll just do this song for them.